has been holding me back. The 2017 AFL Pride Match Celebration, live on Joy 94.9 from Sydney. Nissan are proud to sponsor this Joy broadcast and delighted to give ongoing support to a community-driven radio station such as Joy 94.9.
You are at the SCG with a couple of chicks talking footy. It's basically what we do and what we love. So it's me, Motti, it's Fee, it's Rachel, and we're delighted to introduce Sally Rugg from GetUp. She's the Marriage Equality Campaign Director for GetUp, which is an independent movement campaigning for human rights, democratic participation, economic fairness, and environment sustainability. You have got a lot on your plate. Very glad you found time to fit us in tonight.
Oh, there's nowhere I'd rather be than on Joy FM right now. And at the football, this is incredible.
Isn't it?
I've never done an interview for the radio about LGBTIQ rights at a football game. It's wonderful.
We like to think we've got a unique spin on that, don't we?
Well, we're breaking the mould. We're changing the game.
Next time I'm asking for a different interview, I'll say I'm only doing it if we can go to the football.
Well, let's aim higher. We'll only do it if we're on the Whitsunday Islands or something.
Brownlow night. Yeah.
Now, can you just give it, as I said, you're the Marriage Equality Campaign Director for GetUp, so can you just tell us a little bit more about what GetUp is?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm sure many of your listeners are members or supporters of GetUp. We're this huge movement of over 1 million Australians who take action in various different ways on issues they really care about. So, some people will, sign a petition around stopping the government giving $1 billion to build a coal mine near the Great Barrier Reef. Other people will, make a donation to get an ad on the TV that's, attempting to save Medicare from cuts. Or other people do what I did today and they hit the streets to demand equal marriage rights for every Australian. So a whole bunch of issues, a whole bunch of ways to take part. But it's all about bringing back democratic participation and providing really accessible ways for people to get involved in the issues they care about.
And GetUp are really, changed some policies in Australia. What are some of the specific things that you're doing with marriage equality at the moment?
Well, right now we are acting on some very exciting intel which has been leaking out into the media a little bit about the latest push for marriage equality that might even see a new bill be brought to the coalition party room as soon as August.
Wow.
It's really exciting. There's a couple of... So here's the thing about the Liberal Party is that...
Oh, we haven't got all night, sorry.
Marriage equality really is an issue that divides the Liberal Party because there are so many people within the Liberal Party who really support it. But there's even more people who know that they don't want to take this issue to the next election, so they're really keen to get it resolved. And that's why a bunch of people within the Liberal Party are hatching this plan to potentially try and get it passed in August. And so the GetUp movement are getting behind that and trying to get it over the line.
And I think organisations like GetUp and other organisations, of course, but really help block the plebiscite, I think.
Absolutely.
Which is something that is certainly controversial, but it could have opened up a big can of ugly worms for sure. So great work there.
Oh, thank you very much. Tony Abbott's plebiscite was nothing other than a delaying tactic, and they did delay us. They delayed us for a year, but we're back on track now, and it's so great that it's out of the picture. And anything that anyone tries to tell you about a postal plebiscite, don't even entertain that. That
sounds
is not
really
a
silly.
Real thing.
So looking at, we're here at the Sydney Cricket Ground tonight, and it's rainbow heaven for us, and a big pride theme. And I know the CEO of the Sydney Swans came out and said he unequivocally supports marriage equality.
That was just tonight, Sally.
So that's amazing.
What do you think games like this do for the LGBTI community, in your opinion?
Oh, it's so much. It's so incredible to see that AFL takes such leadership with LGBTIQ inclusivity, and it really does mean so much. I mean, I look out. We're for those of you listening at home, we're like up quite high in the stadium, looking out across the crowds, and I can see that there's lots of young kids here. You know, imagine being a young kid or a teenager, realizing who you are and being able to come to a game like this and realize that it's okay to be gay, it's okay to be transgender, that's fine. So it's so inspiring and it's so important, and it really does make a difference.
And it's very obviously it's very visible. AFL is a very visible part of Australian culture.
I think Buddy just got a goal.
There's some sort of roar
Buddy
out there.
Buddy got a goal,
did he? Okay.
That's why I'm so noisy.
They're cheering for me.
Go, Sally, go.
They're cheering for so it's so visible on our Australian landscape. It's a very Australianish thing to be involved in, footy. But by taking, pushing it to the front, by the AFL and St Kilda and the Swans pushing it up like this, it does exactly what you said. If it helps a couple of kids who, don't go to the footy, but they've come along tonight and feel more comfortable, then it's a great thing achieved already.
That's right. And it's also showing the Australian Parliament just how easy it is to do something like this. Look how popular it is. Look how happy everyone is. Marriage equality is such a simple reform that will bring happiness to so many Australian families. And I really, truly believe that the time is now to get it done. And I'm so excited for the next sitting period to see what our politicians can come up with.
There's an age, isn't there, that there's... I don't know what it might be. Let's call it around sort of 28 to 30 who and under just go, what? Mm-hmm. Like, why is this a thing?
That's right.
You know, it's a completely normal, LGBTIQ relationships or people are completely normal to anyone younger like that. My nieces and nephews are all like, what? Why isn't it a... So it's the older parliament.
I think, in our campaign research, but also just with common sense, I think people who have a personal connection with an LGBTIQ person can understand that there's nothing to be afraid of, and their love and relationships and families are just the same as anybody else's. And young people are more likely to know someone who's LGBTIQ, and I think that's probably where that acceptance comes from.
Well, Monty and I are pretty weird, but we're normal. Is that right, Noddy?
Well, I don't know. It depends what time of day you catch us.
We have had a message come in, Noddy.
Oh, I see. We have indeed. So it's an SMS, and it's your hard work in preparing for AFL Pride game is a job well done. Here in Melbourne, listening to informative broad selection of important LGBTIQ issues. You are kicking goals. Proud of you, Fiona, Danae, Beck, Motti, Bree and Rachel. And hashtag Be More Bulldog tells me that
Betty
is our number one fan. Betty.
Yeah, Betty's our number
Betty's
one
on
fan.
Board.
Love it. Hello, Betty in Melbourne. We're sorry you couldn't be here tonight.
No, we're doing our best.
Dave Moyle back in the studios.
He's doing a great job. Fantastic. Now, what I want to tell everyone today is that Sally... Sydney now, and what, 4 hours ago you were in Ballarat or something like that in Victoria?
That's right. I've got all my suitcases are here in the studio. I literally have just flown in from speaking at a marriage equality rally in Ballarat. It was organised by Ballarat Equal Love and the Pride Hub down there, and it was absolutely incredible. I'm really fortunate in my job to travel around quite a little bit, and seeing the heart and spirit and perseverance really of the Ballarat community today was so inspiring and really quite unique to that town.
And well attended?
Really well attended. I reckon there was about 150 people. If you want to, if anyone listening wants to have a look, we went live on the Get Up Facebook page.
Okay.
So there's a live stream there. We were doing an interview and there was a car crash behind us. So come for the marriage equality rally, stay for the car accident. You'll love it.
Can't look away.
No, exactly.
Yeah,
no.
That's right.
I was sorry. I have to tell the honest truth. I got distracted by what...
it's another car accident.
Yeah. I know exactly.
Like,
terrible of me to say
behind,
that.
But yes.
Yeah. So you're Sydney-based or are you...
I'm Sydney-based. I do 1 week in Melbourne and I'm in Canberra for most sitting weeks. So I kind of move around a lot.
Yeah.
Great frequent flyer points.
Get under their nose and are always there.
That's right.
Well, Sally, I'd like to just thank you very much for making the time, flying in, doing all that sort of stuff, and congratulations on the work you do.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Sally. Well done.